Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren's with us. Welcome.
Thank you, and wonderful to be here, Vincent. By the way, I just wanted to mention, I do have an emergency patient a little bit after 9 o'clock coming in. Schedule is kind of full, so I couldn't get them in any other time. So we'll talk as much as we can, but if I need to drop off, I'll catch you next week.
Sure, just let me know and jump right off. I had a question. I just learned of someone who just died of a bone infection. And very dear friend, very, very dear friend, long-time friend. I've never heard of that before. Is that something that...
See a lot? Absolutely. Yeah. The term is osteomyelitis. Osteo meaning bone. Myelo, which is, that's another root. Itis stands for inflammation or infection. So osteomyelitis. Basically, yeah, it's pretty terrible. Usually diabetics, poor immune systems or terrible wounds, accidents, trauma, happens.
Well, I know this gal has had a lot of surgeries, and she took the jab, and it seemed like almost instantaneously after taking the jab, her health went into a nosedive. I mean, she was doing okay. She developed Parkinson's symptoms. She got Parkinson's. She was not diabetic, but she was in a wheelchair. Is there heroic measures that could fix this?
Possibly. You have to understand where this is coming from and what the root cause is. Again, not saying that this is I'm just read between the lines, guys, you guys and girls. I attended several very large conferences in the last couple of years, it became very apparent that there is a consensus. The jab, or the actual virus acts as a super antigen. Super antigen means it's like a super bomb going off in the body, activating everything in the immune system, which means hyperactivation. And if the immune system is hyperactivated, in other words, it starts attacking its own body, including inflammation, inflammatory markers, cytokines, lots of different tissue-derived factors. We can go into a lot of science here, but the bottom line is the immune system, TH1 and TH2, which is the kind of ratios, and they have to be in ratio. They turn, and all of a sudden, it's not that you have bad immunity, it's just acting against itself. It's like a rogue army now. And then everything else can go down, including the brain, neurologic, central nervous system, such as Parkinson's, but also every part of the body. Think of it as the weakest link is going to get hit. If a person has had a traumatic, left knee that has been hurt before and is easy to reactivate, that's the first place that's going to go to. If a person is a smoker and, has had COPD and end-stage COPD, and the lungs are terrible, the first place it's going to go to is the lungs. And, likewise with the heart and with the kidneys. So it's a question of where you get hit is where you're most susceptible.
Seems like the perfect way to kill us, doesn't it? Attack us.
Well, unfortunately, and I hate to say this, but this is the reality. So this is where we as humans have to decide and figure out how we want to live our life. Do we want to start working on those weaknesses right now, and while we're still in a pretty good or decent place, whether we don't have any problems or whether we have them in a mild to moderate fashion, before it gets severe, everything is recoverable. Everything is, but to some degree, the human body has an incredible regenerative capacity. That's, you know, our practice is holistic, spirit, soul, mind, body. So let's not forget that we are a spirit soul. We got a control center, and there's actions and outcomes, and we control that to a large degree. And then there is the mental, emotional, which plays a tremendous part. It's been said it's all a head game, but it's more than that. The head game communicates and is a part of everything else. If we're aligned, if we're taking care of ourselves, and if we're doing the things that we're supposed to, according to the blueprint that we are made of. And moving forth, functional means root cause, and that's activity, exercise, lifestyle, sleep, stress, good quality water, watching stress, orogenic training, biogenics, those are all tools that Dr. Shilley developed. Electromagnetic support, PEMF, everything is electromagnetic to begin with, especially with all the PEMF cell phones and towers and 5G and all the stuff. So, I mean, it's an interesting world. But the humans are also an interesting species, and we have a lot of capacity to regenerate. So that's what I'm saying. We can get hit with a bunch of weapons at some point. There was bubonic plague, took out a larger portion of the world population, but humans survived and evolved, and so will we.
Is the medical village, I don't want to community, so I say village, is the medical village, I mean, doctors who are aware of what's happening, are they starting to say, I think we need to do something about the industrial complex with the 5G towers, the microwave ovens, the cell phones? Are the doctors starting to speak up and unite, or are they just...
See, the doctors are a very interesting community as a group. From the very beginning, we're carefully selected based on certain criteria, and I've now realized that criteria is to take direction and listen and take instruction and do what the leader says. So it's a pre-selection to begin with. But also there's people who basically want to do, to some degree, want to do the right thing, want to work, have an interest, curiosity, and desire to work with the human body in the positive way, in the light, to learn how to do things better. It's very difficult for those kind of folks to survive through medical school training and residency with their hearts and minds intact. It's very difficult. So by the time you see an end product with a Dubai white coat, if you see a doctor who is compassionate, kind, caring, open-minded, and just literally just, being a real doctor, a real old-fashioned, so to speak, if there's such a thing, good quality human being and a doctor, and there for you. And if you see that, God bless. Please do take that with appreciation, because the machine is producing robots.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, I absolutely see that. And I have the annual medical checkup that Medicare requires, or I believe they require, and I ask questions. And you know what? It seems like the questions are not answered, because I don't think that the doctors know the answers. I don't think they've experienced the training.
Not the kind of questions you ask. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I believe you mentioned the immune system, the brain. I'm talking about the jab. And actually get injected with the virus. What I'm noticing is there's a tremendous amount of people, more than I've ever seen in my entire life, who are absent-minded, who are more careless, who are more reckless, who can't remember, short-term memory is shot. Is that something that you're seeing clinically?
Yes, that's part of the neuroinflammation cascade, and that's just a small part of the picture in the body, because if you open it up, there's inflammation everywhere.
So short-term memory is a really big problem. I mean, I'm talking about people who go to the stove, you know, in the kitchen, turn on the stove, start to cook something, and then walk away, get distracted, and then next thing you know, the pan's on fire. I mean, I'm talking about those kinds of things where that didn't happen in the past.
Well, a lot of
very unusual.
Here's the thing. I just spent 48 hours in the emergency room. Saw a lot of injury, trauma, a lot of accidents, a lot of bad things. The interesting thing is, if you look at it, most of what happens is avoidable. It's preventable if we are mindful, if we are aware, if we choose to do the right thing. The word accident literally is not, you know, I shouldn't say it's different than intention, because I've seen some violence too as well, intentional violence, and the result of it, and it's terrible, by the way, it's terrible. Why people hurt each other, I don't understand. But, you know, the other thing, Vincent, I'm also realizing, maybe perhaps no more so on a human level than on a doctor level, is, you know, there's an expression, might makes right. I think this was... It was back to a long time ago, and some people will actually swear by that. So in those categories, I think what I'm realizing is, whether it's in the medical field, knowledge, information, power, empowerment, or whether it's being physically empowered so you can protect and take care of yourself in whatever way you need to, USA Preparers, of course, you know, it's. I think if other people may feel the same way, that might makes right, I think we should take that into account and do the best we can to become optimized so that we can be as mindful as we can.
Yeah. Have you seen recently in your practice an uptick in hepatitis? And the reason I'm mentioning that is there's a fruit company called Willamette Fruit Company, and they recalled strawberries. Now, these are branded Great Value, which is the Walmart brand. Radar Farms Organic Fresh Start Smoothie Blend. And they're sold by a bunch of stores. So the company says that it's Willamette Fruit Company, Salem, Oregon, is voluntarily recalling select packages of frozen fruit containing strawberries grown in Mexico due to the potential for hepatitis A contamination. Now, Class, when you see Willamette Fruit Company, Salem, Oregon, you're thinking that the fruit is from Oregon, right? And it's from 1,000 miles away in Mexico. And so these have been sold at under the Great Value label and packaged fruit in Arkansas, Arizona, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Idaho, Indiana, Illinois, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, Missouri, North Dakota, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. Have you seen that? Has it appeared in the emergency room? Can you tell someone?
There's been an increase. Yes, I would say that.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It looks like Dr. Sergei Shilly-Sorin had that appointment that he mentioned. And so he had to drop off. Very concerning to me. Class, this announcement by the Willamette Fruit Company in Salem, Oregon, voluntarily recalling select packages of frozen fruit containing strawberries grown in Mexico has the potential to give you hepatitis. And so, according to what I've learned from the internet, that hepatitis is a contagious liver disease that results from exposure to the hepatitis A virus. And you can get it from food. It can range from a mild illness lasting a few weeks to a serious illness lasting several months. And the illness generally occurs within 15 to 50 days of exposure. It includes fatigue, abdominal pain, jaundice, abnormal liver tests, dark urine, pale stool, and in rare cases, some people who have consumed this or have gotten hepatitis A and have a severe pre-existing illness, it can lead to liver failure. So if you've consumed it, what do? Well, obviously, you consult your health care person, professional, and determine what the next step is. But Walmart sold these, in almost all the states in the country. And if you want, I'll repeat them. Arkansas, Arizona, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Indiana, Idaho, Illinois, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Michigan, Montana, North Dakota, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. And they were sold from January 24th, 2023 to June 8th, 2023. Costco wholesale stores sold them, and so did HEB. Sold products made with these berries. So far they say there have been no illnesses associated with this voluntary recall. And if you want, you can go to the FDA.gov website and you can look up recall. So, looks like it's quite concerning. Class, I've used the word immutable. I-M-M-U-T-A-B-L-E, immutable. And to define it means not changeable. Cannot be changed. And some of my positions that I've said on the air are immutable. And the reason I'm saying this is I say things based on my own research, based on former knowledge, current research, firsthand experience, and I will make a statement of position, what I think, putting all that together. And I was talking to one of our instructors over the last few days, and he was mentioning how some broadcasters change their mind. They will take a stand, and then they'll change their stand 180 degrees. I don't do that. When I take a stand, I take a stand. It's based on empirical evidence, statistical evidence, science, forethought, research, firsthand experience. And what am I talking about? Now, just for a couple examples. COVID, very, very early on. I might have been one of the very first to say it, if not the first. That COVID, I believe, was man-made. I believe it came from a Chinese laboratory. It either escaped by accident or on purpose, or was released on purpose. And that either the Chinese did it, we did it, or we did it together. And all of those things we have found to be true. And my position is still immutable. No change.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. A violent weekend has left at least five people dead and dozens injured in shootings across the country. More than 20 people were shot, one fatally in a shooting at a gathering near Chicago, Illinois. Other shootings claim victims in Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania, where a state trooper was killed during an attack on a state police barracks. President Biden is in Northern California this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a three-day trip to the Bay Area. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today when he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate projects. He's expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. The NBA draft is this week in New York. It's taking place Thursday at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The San Antonio Spurs hold the number one pick. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This can be sliding. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's one of the things I can't stand is the shoddy workmanship. Careless workmanship, reckless workmanship, poorly designed, poorly manufactured products. And back in the 1960s, my parents bought a barbecue grill. And it was made in the United States. And I think the company started in 1952. So about 71 years old, 72 years old. Weber. And they make a grill. It's kind of has a dome-shaped lid. It's steel with a porcelain coating on it. And back in the 1960s when my parents bought one, it was about $40, 40. It was darn expensive. And we had it through the 60s, 70s, 80s. or my parents did, and it lasted a long time. It was designed to last a long time. It had aluminum legs. It was really, three legs. It was really well made. Well, I was given one within the last few days, and the guy was going to throw it away. And he gave it to me, and I thought, this is great because I could use this at our camp, at our campground. If our campers want to bring some charcoal, I'll just put it out there. It looks beautiful. It looks very similar to the one that my parents bought in the 1960s, except for one thing. The legs are bent. Two of the three legs are bent. How does that happen? All I know is that the one that my parents bought lasted 60s, 70s, 80s, at least, I'm sure into the 90s, 40 years before they gave it to somebody else. It was still working fine. It's a well-designed, American-made product. Well, I looked at the legs of this thing, and I think, all right, so I'm going to take some thin wall metal conduit, EMT, and I'm going to make new legs. I thought, no, I can't be the only one who's trying to figure this out. So I went to the internet. Now, this thing sells between $100 and, let's say, $250, depending on which model you get. And the nice thing is, you can buy a replacement leg kit. All three legs and the two wheels and the little tray that goes, or the little wire rack that holds the legs from bending outward. And you can get that for between, depending on where you get it, maybe $35, $39. And that's all three legs. $39 to $75. Why? Why would anybody need to buy legs for one of these Weber grills? Because the legs are cheesy. And I went to their website this morning, and it says that they're, you know, they're made in America, which is great, with globally sourced parts. I'm paraphrasing. So I think to get the aluminum tubing, this thin wall tubing, I think, now I can't prove this either, I think they get it from someplace else. I don't think the United States has the capability of taking aluminum that thin and making it into a piece of pipe. I don't think we know how to do it. I think it takes a special talent to take so little aluminum and make it into a piece of pipe and then call it a leg of a barbecue grill. These things are so cheesy that I think the federal government should institute a recall of them. Because if you have a hot grill with hot charcoals and that leg fails, it can start, I think they have commercials on this, you know, only you can prevent forest fires. I think they are a hazard waiting to happen because I think the company that manufactures these isn't paying attention to how thin these legs are. Just my opinion. If you have one, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear you say that, nah, Vinny, you've lost your mind. These things are heavy duty. These are great. If you do, or you're from the Weber company and you make these grills, give me a call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Repeat. 866-582-9933. And maybe you can tell me that I've lost my mind, that these are really heavy-duty, made the same way they used to be, because they're not. You have a Weber grill? I'd love to hear from you, specifically the kind that has a removable lid, dome-shaped lid. I'd like to know if you have one, and did you give up and just throw it away? Is it in your favorite landfill? Is that where it ended up? Because they should last a lifetime. Or they could last a lifetime. Or they used to last a lifetime. But now I think they're disposable. Because of the legs. Now I believe that the one that we had in the 1960s was heavier. I believe the steel was heavier. I believe the porcelain was heavier. I think every single part of it was heavier. It was made to last. Now, I think it's made for quick, easy, lightweight to carry, and easy to dispose of, because it's not so heavy to put in the trash. Just my thoughts. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And I tried to call them. You know, I allowed myself a half an hour this morning to try to get them on the phone. I got a robot, and it seems like it's darn near impossible to talk to a person at this Weber grill company, the manufacturer. And, you know, class, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that it's getting more and more difficult to talk to a person. Because I want to talk to a person. I would rather pay a person to earn a living than to pay for a robot that comes from China, or an automated system that comes from China, to just try to frustrate me past the point of no return. Am I the only one that feels this way? Are you experiencing extreme frustration trying to get satisfaction on a defective, poorly made product like this Weber grill? And by the way, Weber Grill Company, I am allowed to have an opinion still in the United States. I mean, it's one of the few freedoms we still have left. And this is my opinion. I think y'all make a cheesy grill. Looks nice, but the legs are cheesy. And I think you should be embarrassed. I think you should be ashamed of yourselves. And I think you should voluntarily put on your website, if y'all bought one of these sorry grills, we're sorry. May we send you a free set of legs, ones that are really made to last, like you would expect from Weber? Would it be okay if we sent you a set of legs for free? I think that's what y'all should do. And in that line of thinking, there's another company. It's the Midwest Can Company. These are the guys that make those red gas cans, those plastic jugs that you can buy at Menards and other stores. And they look nice. They're miserable to use. They have a spout that's darn near impossible to not spill with. And the caps break. So the spout lives inside the can, which means that when you go to pour gas out of a gas can, one of theirs, you unscrew the cap and you pull out the spout. There's no way you can do that without getting gasoline on your fingers. No way. So you pull the spout out of the gas can that has gas in it. The spout is dripping with gasoline. And then you put the spout facing outward. You put the cap back on. And then you struggle with this safety lever to get the gasoline to dispense. Now, it used to be that there was a very simple spout, flexible. And yes, it lived inside the can. But it was easy to use, and you could literally, once you started pouring, you could just take the cap off the spout, pour gas into your lawnmower or your car or wherever you're going to put it, and you could do it without spilling. That's no longer the case. It's very difficult to not spill the gas. But that's not the only problem. The rest of the story is these black round screw-on caps with a big hole in them that let the spout run through the cap break. So you screw them on, and you come back to your gas can later, and the gas cap is broken. They are made so thin, the guy or gal or the robot that designed the gas cap said, we can do it with less plastic. We don't need to make it last. We can make it real thin, lightweight, easy to use because it's so lightweight. It's almost like it has no material in it at all. And they break. So what did Vinny do? Well, we've got 80 of these lousy things. Can't use them. Can't use them because the caps are broken. You can't go to the gas station and fill them up and not have them slosh gasoline out of the gas can because the caps are broken. They have cracks in them. They don't seal the can tightly. So I decided to call the Midwest Can Company a couple months ago. I talked to this gal, Myrna. And I said, so I got this collection of your gas cans, and the caps are broken. She says, we sell those. I said, yeah, I know you do. I know you do. But I got 8 of them, about 2 years old or less, and they all have the same defect. It's not one. It's not two. It's 8. And she said, well, as a one-time courtesy, one-time courtesy. Did I say one-time courtesy? She decided that she would ship me 8 caps. Now, I don't need the spouts. I don't need the cans. I just need these caps. Now, obviously, I'm not making this up, because who in their right mind would want 8 caps that fit these gas cans without the spouts, right? Unless there was a real problem. So she believed me. So she said. And she said she would ship 8 of them to me as a one-time courtesy. I called her this morning, and I said, left her a message. Must be a lot of people calling with busted gas caps. And I said, Myrna, I talked to you a couple months ago. You said you were going to send me 8 replacement gas caps. I haven't gotten them back. I haven't gotten them yet. Can you send them to me, please? Thank you so much. Now, if she doesn't, I'm going to bring them all to Menards, all 8 of these gas cans. And I'm going to say, why are you selling these things? Why are you selling these defective gas cans? Because every single one of them has the same defect. Why are you selling them? Are these temporary gas cans? Are these gas cans that, you know, only supposed to last maybe a year or two? Who in their right mind would buy a gas can that you expect it to last a year or two? Who in their right mind would buy a grill from Weber expecting it to last a year or two? Here at Natural Farms, I have a statement on our website for camping. If you're not happy before noon of the first day and you want to leave, get your money back. You get your money back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, am I the only guy that finds products are substandard? And am I the only guy that expects products to last? Is that because I'm 71 years old and I know the way they used to make them and they're much, much better? And now products are more and more cheesy and the auto parts are substandard. And must it come from China? Am I the only guy that just can't stand this, or are you out there too finding the same thing? If you have a comment, I'd love to hear it. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. So, car shows up here at the farm for repairs. Senior citizens got it. And it's a truck. And somebody, a friend of the senior citizen, said, I know a guy that can fix this for you. Jeep. So, naturally, that all sounds pretty attractive, right? So, this guy, I don't know who he is, was working on the engine and broke this bolt off. Well, it's on top of the engine. It's not too hard to do. Broke the bolt off, and now the engine leaks coolant, and you can't drive it. So, he took a small problem, made it into a real big problem. A showstopper. And I'm wondering, how many times does this happen? Because it seems like we get vehicles in here that an attempted repair is made by a guy who knows how to fix it. And there must be a lot of guys out there who claim they know how to fix things and have no clue. And one of the problems that we're seeing is that bolts of all kinds are seizing in engines and transmissions and metal brackets and parts of the frame. All kinds of bolts and nuts are seizing and rusting in place, and that these guys that know how to fix these things, you know, it's like they get a Binford wrench more power. And so, you know, all you have to do is just use muscle and just more torque and just that'll get it off. And what happens is the part breaks. And then you have to drill out the part and then you have to retap the part. And so what could have been a 15-minute job becomes a 2 or 3 hour job. And then you use the Chinese bits to drill out these hard bolts and the bits break. Or you take the bits out of a brand new drill bit box and they're bent. They actually wobble because they're not straight because the Chinese are selling second-rate drill bits. And where are you going to buy an American drill bit today? I don't think we make them. We have been lulled into this buying the second-rate, cheesy stuff. Supplies, machines, tools. And price is an old saying in sales. Price overcomes all objections. Okay, so if it's for sale for $10 and you go, are you kidding me? That's junk. How about $9? How about $8? How about $6? No, it's junk. How about $1? All right, I'll buy it. Price overcomes all objections. It's absolutely true. So people who buy these second-rate tools at the Chinese factory tool outlet, they know they're junk. They know the wrenches are sloppy. They don't fit quite right. They know that the parts and tools are substandard. They know the electrical powered equipment is lousy. They know that. But price overcomes all objections. And then so many people bought so much of this Chinese factory tool outlet stuff that the companies that made good quality tools are having a really tough time competing. And the only way they can compete is to lower their costs, which means that less durability. And that's where we're headed. If you look at a DeWalt compressor, for like a 60-gallon air compressor, and you tap on the shell of the tank, you'll think, boy, it's kind of thin. If you look at the compressor itself, it's kind of thin, kind of cheesy. You look at the flywheel, the aluminum flywheel, you go, gosh, is there any more aluminum they could have taken out of that flywheel? Hardly. And then you look and you say, wait a minute, there are no grooves on this flywheel for the belt. It's a flywheel without grooves. I guess they saved that step machining the grooves on the flywheel. Just a flat surface on the flywheel. DeWalt. Used to be known for quality, right? I guess they've compromised as well for price, which overcomes all objections. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USA Prepares. When we come back, I'll tell you about an event where I'll be speaking right here in Missouri. You can come to the event, and you can camp with us while you're at the event.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.